The first Sunday in Lent 2021, Jesus in the wilderness, tempted by Satan. In stark contrast to the other two synoptic Gospels, Matthew and Luke, Mark's account of Jesus' time in the wilderness is brief and utterly void of forensic detail. These specific temptations don't get a look in. We get, as so often with Mark, a startling, punchy summary and a powerful overview. The Spirit sends Jesus out into the wilderness for 40 days. He is tempted by Satan. He is surrounded by wild beasts. The angels watch over him. That's it. Our little Lents are always set to reflect that pattern of Christ's preparation for public ministry. Of course, we cannot organise things quite so neatly in our own lives. We don't choose the moments when the devil suddenly leans on us and makes us the disastrous, glamorous offers of our destruction. Nor can we choreograph the attentions of the wild beasts in the barren and unforgiving landscape of our personal wilderness, nor for the most part be aware of the surrounding ministry of the angels. Nevertheless, we need to be familiar with the territory and, recognising these moments when they come, be familiar with the drill to combat them. We know that Jesus is in the wilderness as a parallel to the wilderness experience of the people of God under Moses. His 40 days reflects their 40 years, the 40 years of wandering follow immediately on the great defining moment of the salvation history of God's people, the Passover. After the great triumph of the power of God and the escape of his people from the slavery and sin of Egypt, they pass through the waters of the Red Sea and watch their enemies destroyed. They move not immediately to the Promised Land, but into a long preparatory period which has considerable ups and downs as they learn how to be the people of God. Notice that the long, slow slog of engagement in this process comes hard on the heels of the great spiritual moment. So also Jesus has just had that amazing moment on the banks of the Jordan, wherein the Trinity is revealed in the voice of the Father and the descent of the Spirit. This is an elementary rule and one which we too often forget. Great moments of revelation, of joy, of closeness to God are often the prelude to a time of severe temptation, spiritual loneliness, and surrounding darkness. Why? Because, put shortly, Satan desperately needs to undo, if possible, the grace of God and our confidence in him. Satan is not interested in the spiritually inert. He has them buttoned up already. But to those who have experienced the mountaintop moments of the revelation of God, Satan wants to sow doubt and disenchantment, and the deep questioning as to whether it wasn't just a charming illusion. It is part of our becoming the people of God. The wilderness time, then, is not a mark of God's abandonment, but rather of his endorsement. It is a testing of our authenticity and faith. We all have these times, some short, some, often in the case of the greatest saints, years long. Times of wilderness, times of darkness, times of temptation, the apparent absence of God, the questioning of everything we have ever known, the old enemy whispering in our ears with his charming demeanour and foul breath. What we need to know in these times of wilderness is that this is not a mark of the unreality of our previous experience, but rather a confirmation of it, Being with Christ in the wilderness is a mark of the authenticity of our journey. It is important to know this because for many people, such times, subsequent to great spiritual experiences, are enough to blow them right off course and off the pilgrim way. Instead, if we know that this is part of the journey, while we might not rejoice to be going through it, we can at least know that it is a glorious compliment of Satan that we are on the right path. When we see the wild beasts circling, waiting for the fire of Pentecost to die down so they can attack us, we can be confident of our protection by God's angels and throw another log on the fire of love for him. We need to recognize that this is all part of the journey of becoming the people of God. It is an authentication of our experience. It is a complement to what God is doing in our lives. It is a necessary part of the long haul to the promised land. We need to know and be reassured that we are not in these wild, dark places by accident or divine inadvertence. The Gospel tells us that the Holy Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness to do battle with the dark. This is not an accident then, but rather the work of God. Keep the faith. Stand under the authority of the Word of God. Keep the Pentecostal fire burning in your heart by constant praise and thanksgiving. Do not fear the wild beasts, or the dark, or the aloneness, or the barren landscape. This is part of the journey to becoming the children of God. You have the angels for guardians, and the Spirit to direct you. Rejoice, because you are privileged to be in the company of Jesus, who has been there before you and defeated all the marauding powers of the dark. Amen.